Hi there, thanks for tuning in. The local session is going to kick off with a modest loss today as far as the final trading day of the week is concerned. The futures ended with a modest decline, down by around 0.1%. Not a bad outcome to recover from the worst levels of overnight trade when the SPY was down by about 1%. And it's kind of indicative of what we tended to see for the Northern Hemisphere markets last night. Whilst there was a recovery from the worst levels of the session, the tone of trade remains pensive, and with good reason. In the aftermath of the strident selling that we saw a day ago that had the S&P 500 down by about 4%, the NASDAQ down 4.7%, investors are rightly cautious to see if there's going to be the residue of that sentiment play out over the course of coming sessions. Bear in mind that the markets are trying to establish the downside of the recent range that they have traded through. What that ultimately boils down to is finding that equilibrium between the outlook for interest rates and inflation, for example, and then how that translates to economic activity and how that activity is captured by corporate earnings. And from time to time, there are things that interfere with the calculations that the market is making with respect to that calculation on the run. We've seen that in the last couple of days. What stood out last night is that the selling that we saw in the retail space continued with some conviction. So bearing in mind that a couple of days ago we had Walmart shares down by about 11%. They've continued to fall on subsequent days, down 7% in the day before, down 3% yesterday. So that is an indication that investors are still making their calculations around not only consumer spending, but also how organizations are managing the higher inflationary environment at the moment. Target, having fallen by 25% yesterday, was down by a further 5% today. And then elsewhere in the technology space, we had a disappointing earnings number from Cisco. So they actually downgraded their annualized revenue expectations. Their fourth quarter revenue is going to be down by 1%. They were expecting growth on that front, so that's part of the reason why the shares fell by about 13%. So this is the part of the cycle that we're going through. Organizations are describing the circumstances that they're dealing with, readjusting their calculations, and then when that happens, the market sees spates of volatility depending on where those calculations land in relation to expectations. So it's the question of how far we are away from reaching that equilibrium. The economic news last night, it must be said, was on the softer or underwhelming side of things. Existing home sales fell to their lowest level since June of 20. We had the conference board, which is a forward-looking measure of activity. That was below expectations. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve's measure of manufacturing activity, that was at a two-year low. So that's not painting a great outcome in terms of where the growth momentum is being generated at the moment. So that's part of the reason why sellers are feeling a little bit more emboldened. But having said that, within all of that, we saw long-term interest rates moderate somewhat. So 10-year government bond yield was down by around 4 basis points to 2.84%. So we're well off the recent peaks. That's a positive as well. If you see some sort of steadiness emerging where that interest rate structure is concerned, that's going to be a little more conducive to other asset markets finding at least pause and potentially paving the way for some volatility. Oil prices were higher. So generally what we saw last night was a moderation of the US dollar, and that was playing into that moderation in government yields. So commodity prices tended to firm up a little bit last night. Oil was up 2.7%. to around $112 a barrel. Most metals prices on the LME were doing pretty nicely. Nickel stood out with an 8% gain. Copper was up by around 2% as well. And we've had iron ore prices firm up a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see what the tone of trade is today for the local market. So yesterday, it was down by about 2% at its worst levels of the day. It finished with a loss of 1.6%. So certainly within touching distance of the lows of the session. The dip in the unemployment rate yesterday didn't do all that much to galvanize any positive sentiment. So it's a question of how investors want to head into the weekend with their inventory, if you like. So as always, in such a week, those final hours of trade on Friday afternoon are quite instructive to give us a sense of what the sentiment is like. So worth keeping an eye on that. And that weakness in the US dollar has helped the Aussie dollar push quite a deal higher last night, also supported by that dip in the unemployment rate, which would have been quite symbolic for Northern Hemisphere investors. So local currency is back to around 70.5 US cents.